Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And by the way, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way, and on Parler, we're at the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. Capitalize the word America, by the way, on that one. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, and take advantage of the things that we have over there. And oh, by the way, there's a new section there called Brooke's Corner now, where Brooke Emery, who's a regular contributor the first and third Tuesdays of the month, is posting some of her great articles that she writes over there. So go take a look at that. Now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, it seems Tucker Carlson has got himself in a little bit of a mess. Now, I don't know how this happened, but he and the military are pretty much teed off against each other because of a rift over women in the military and something that was talked about when they talked about the special maternity uniforms that they had for the women to wear while they were in the military before they had to take time off to have the child. And that's what started all of this, I think.
Yes, Tucker, I believe, had made some comments about what was happening in the military and mentioned these flight suits, I think, Captain. But he was referring back, I think, to something that the president, President Biden, had said in his remarks on International Women's Day, where he talked about women in the military, and mentioned something about the redesign of some of these uniforms and so forth to accommodate for that. Tucker went on, as I understand it, to make some comparisons to what, for example, the Chinese military is doing. And in Tucker's words, China's military is becoming more masculine, while, again, Tucker's words, it's assembling the world's largest navy. Our military needs to become, as Joe Biden says, quote, more feminine. So that's, I think, where the real controversy is starting up. And I think, Captain, as I know you do, I mean, there's so many women who are serving honorably and, you know, going to the front lines here in the military, doing things that are very, very difficult to do. And our hats are always off to them.
Well, I'll tell you what, there was an article on television tonight locally here talking about a special unit. This was a fly unit out of MacGill Air Force Base, where the pilot was a female, the co-pilot was a female, the entire flight crew was female, the ground crew was female, and they were doing a bang-up job, and there was an article on them on television, and I thought it was great to see that.
Well, sure, exactly. The American military is, quite frankly, as we know, the best military that the world has ever seen in all of Earth history. It's just that simple. What we're facing, though, in terms of other countries putting together pretty dynamic militaries as well, is a very serious and daunting thing. And so, unfortunately, hopefully this is not going to be a major stumbling block, but there, you know, obviously there are discussions to be had and things to be said, but I don't think that Tucker Carlson thinks that women serving in the military, this is my opinion, I don't think Tucker Carlson thinks that it's inherently a bad thing or something that is not up to snuff.
Well, I'm going to compare this to a couple of things, dating myself. The women in the Viet Cong were rabid, like rabid dogs. They were fierce. They were unbelievably fierce, and they feared nothing when they had their black pajamas and their guns in their hands. That's number one. Number two, we hear all the time about suicide bombers in the Middle East. Women, children, they care nothing about that, right?
Well, that's right.
Yeah. We hear about it all the time. And that's my point is that for our women to be out there, we're just as tough as they are, only we're a lot smarter.
Exactly. And
now,
so we're going to see, I think, more and more women. And of course, I think enlistments are not quite as high, I think, for men or women at this point, but we're going to see women do great things in our military.
Now, Senator Cruz out of Texas said that the he's going to launch an investigation into all this to find out what the heck's going on. So does that start this week? Is that my understanding there?
Perhaps, yes. We'll definitely double-check on that, yeah.
Okay, so there you go. And this is just and again, I get it. I understand it. There's some people have told Tucker that he doesn't have any reason to sound off about the military about anything because he didn't serve himself. And there's been discussions about that. We had him here. We had a couple of calls. Eric called in and mentioned something about it on Friday, if you remember right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, it was the main talk at the gun show on Saturday. I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about when we come back. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front-row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might, Mr. Announcer Guy. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Me, moi, the Captain, Matt Bruce. And they'll handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job, too. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, Ocala, Punta Gorda, Crystal River, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. So give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you, because you're going to get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when you tell them that. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And Kyle, what does Auto Glass America say?
Auto Glass America.
Ta-da.
That's right.
All right. Now, last night, as I told everybody in the last hour, I'll tell everybody in this hour, I was a guest on the round table. I was a special guest on Mark Walters' Armed American Radio, hour number 3. That was from 10 to 11 last night, and we talked for an hour about the gun grabbers, and that was a big topic of discussion at the gun show up in Brooksville this weekend, as you might well imagine, right?
That's right.
And there are two pieces of legislation that are getting everybody's attention that came out of the House, H.R. 8 and H.R. 1446, because the left now wants to take away our constitutional rights and ability to protect ourselves and our families. If enacted, these bills could pave the way for a national gun registry, number one, which is okay to a certain sense because they got eight Republicans to agree to that. And it will even allow the FBI to indefinitely delay firearm sales to people just because they can.
Well, you know, Captain, one of the tactics, of course, I think, by the Democrats is something they can't just strike away because it is in the Constitution, the Second Amendment.
That's right.
But they can try to make it so onerous to own a gun, or those who have put out legislation ideas that, okay, well, now you're going to have certain levels of insurance, and in other words, make it so completely undoable to even think about having a gun that you simply would walk away from it at this point, and on their trek to try to get rid of the Second Amendment, obviously. But this is one of the tactics that they use. Exactly.
Well, currently, unlicensed and private sellers are not required to conduct background checks for transfers on firearms, despite licensed dealers being required to do so. And I actually have seen, and many others have as well, when you go to a gun show, out in the parking lot, somebody's walking around with a sign in their back that says 357 Magnum, whatever the it might happen to be, for sale, make best, or whatever the amount is, or make best offer. And they do that. They walk around the parking lot because people are coming there to buy guns. Now, they can buy one privately, and no background check needs to be done. And again, when you talk about the dealers doing it inside, they all have to have a background check, and it doesn't take that long to do that. And the background check we're talking about is what's been there for a number of years, and if it's not broke, don't fix it. But now they're talking about a background check on a background check for people who already have concealed carry permits. Well, guess what? They've already been background checks.
Well, exactly.
Jeez.
And Captain, you mentioned something about the FBI being able to indefinitely stop the sale. Would that be to a particular individual?
Anybody. 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 Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that just isn't right, in my opinion. That just isn't right. And they can hold it for as long as they want. And that isn't right either, in my opinion. Now, there were eight Republicans who voted for the measure, the bipartisan background check, as it's being called, that came out of the House. One of them was right here in our backyard, Congressman Vern Buchanan, Florida 13. He's not running again for reelection. Good thing, because they're probably going to primary him if they did over this. Representative Brian Fitzpatrick in Pennsylvania. Representative Andrew Garbarino in New York. Registration Carlos Jimenez in Florida, that's down South Florida. Representative Adam Kinzinger, who seems to be a pain in the ass lately, out of Illinois. Representative Maria Salazar from Florida. Representative Chris Smith from New Jersey, and Representative Fred Upton from Michigan. Those are the people that were Republicans that voted for this legislation. Now, in other news, House Democrats are daring the Republicans to stand in the way after passing these sweeping gun control bills. Now, they've launched the first salvo of what will be an intense battle over Second Amendment rights, passing two bills. There's actually four that they want to move along. And this would be the first significant action on gun control in over 25 years if they can get this through. Now, when Feinstein says you can keep your weapon, that's very disingenuous, because they're going to turn it into a museum piece, banning mags, ammo, and a number of things to the weapon that she wants to get rid of. And there's 205 of them on her list, including Berettas and Glocks. Now, the present government wants to take guns away from law-abiding citizens while releasing violent criminals. Go figure. Feinstein says the ban will reduce crime and showed stats of the last assault weapons ban from 1994 to 2004 when it expanded. Or expired, rather. However, the government's own DOJ says it did not reduce crime. The ban's effects on gun violence are likely to be small, and at best, and perhaps too small for any reliable measureship. So says the government, and Dianne Feinstein knows that.
Well, exactly. And, you know, you mentioned, Captain, about the law-abiding gun owners. It seems to me that it's completely against common sense to go after the law-abiding gun owners and somehow believe, Captain, that that's going to make it so that criminals
are just going to, they banned those guns. I can't use those guns or any guns. Criminals don't, last time I checked, they don't take heed of what the law says. And as you mentioned, Captain, the release of violent criminals into our society for whatever reason, be it COVID or whatever it is, that is a total recipe for disaster. They have to know this. They can't be that stupid, so they must have an agenda.
And just when you thought it couldn't get any better about the COVID stimulus bill and what the money was intended for, Democrats have long professed to be staunch supporters of public education, correct?
Right, right.
And against any kind of school choice, correct?
Oh, yes, very much so.
But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Boy Schumer, Democrat out of New York, of course, struck an 11th-hour deal to fund almost $3 billion for private schools, including some Jewish academies in New York City, the New York Times reported yesterday. What the hell is going on?
Well, it's politics. It's being able to please people and get them something in exchange for support or this kind of thing. So it just goes to show the whole COVID-19 relief package really wasn't about just getting money to people who need it,
no.
You know, to pay their rent.
No.
It's about something else
now,
altogether.
I don't care that they're funding schools as long as you use the money for what it's intended for with schools. But we just talked about California and the teachers' unions talking about taking that money. The money's not going to the teachers' union. It's going to the schools. But the teachers' union said they were going to take the money and pay their teachers' bonuses and go on a vacation, massive vacation, to Hawaii with a bunch of teachers to reward them. That's got nothing to do with opening the schools.
Well, of course not. And ostensibly, the bonuses would be for PPE, technology, and in some cases, $2,500 bonuses or a one-time bonus of $6,000. And then what some are saying could be joking, but it's not funny, the idea of, hey, let's all, you know, Hawaii, airplane trips to Hawaii when this is all over.
And finally, New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees retired yesterday officially from the New Orleans Saints. He's definitely going to be a first-round Hall of Famer as a quarterback for sure, in my opinion.
Well, that's right. Yeah, he's 42 years old. He's got 571 touchdowns, and that's only behind Tom Brady's 581.
Gee, I wonder where he plays.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Brady will have at least 600 before he retires.
Yep, one would think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to set the all-time record, and I think Peyton Manning still has him in one or two categories, but I think he's going to be the best of all time before he retires. And congratulations to Drew Brees and the people of New Orleans. He was a class act. He was fun to watch. He was always in the middle of the game. Even when they were down, he could always figure out a way to come back. So hold that thought, Kyle. We will be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And oh, by the way, New Orleans, you got a guy called Jameis Winston over there, who was our starting quarterback for a few years, number one draft pick. Now he's your backup quarterback. He might be very seriously in the mix over there to start. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID vaccination efforts in Europe will temporarily slow as several nations are suspending the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine.
Ireland and the Netherlands are the latest to put their programs on hold after Norway reported 4 cases of blood clotting in patients who had received the shot. Both countries' health ministries say there is no evidence that the blood clots and the vaccine are linked, but they've made the moves out of an abundance of caution. And as several states have begun rolling back their coronavirus restrictions, Arkansas is set to join them. Governor Asa Hutchinson says the state will reconsider its mask mandate at the end of the month, looking at where it stands with cases and vaccination rates. Hutchinson tells CBS's Face the Nation that the time for tight restrictions is over.
I think the time in this pandemic for heavy-handed restrictions and, and mandates are going by the wayside so people can make good judgments, and we expect that to happen even after March 31st if the mask mandate is lifted.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. They ship fast and
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And oh, by the way, once again, I would like to thank Mark Walters for allowing me the privilege of sitting in on his roundtable last night, hour number 3 of his program, heard on the Salem Radio Network all across the country and on about 260 stations. And we were talking about the gun control legislation finding its way through the House and headed to the Senate. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Stem Cell Patch. And here's more about them.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. And tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Yep, and I've got one of those patches right now in the middle of my foot, between my ankle sockets, and that's right where I have my replacement ankle, and it's not hurting me as much as it was, and it does seem to give me some benefit and relief in addition to what I take when I take Relief Factor. So, meanwhile, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Hey, I was going to ask you real quick. I think for Armed American Radio, people can go to the website, right, if they want to check out the podcast when you were talking from the radio show about Second Amendment stuff.
They can.
Yep. I think that's armedamericanradio.org.
Yep, it is. And yep. The podcast will be there, and they can hear what we were talking about. I was on with myself, Mark, the president of and owner of a gun company, and then the president and owner of a sponsorship of a veteran-owned company, and we were talking about these things. We're all avid gun owners and people that know a little bit about what's going on. Now, the banks, Kyle, have said that they are going to officially start processing the $1,400 federal stimulus checks on March the 17th. Ah, the land of the Irish. Okay. So we're getting some green on the green, huh?
Yeah, that's right. You're exactly right about that. Green on St. Patrick's Day. I think a lot of Americans obviously will be pretty overjoyed about that. We do understand that the IRS started actually processing stimulus checks on Friday, and money should have started to arrive in some people's accounts. Now, if you had a direct deposit account, it could be likely that you already have seen that hit your account.
Only if you had filed a 2019 tax return already in the system and had what's called an IRS account.
That's exactly right. And so then the 17th, I believe, is when they should start processing in mass any physical checks that people will get.
And you'll either get it deposited in the bank, or you'll get a check mailed to you, or you'll get a debit card sent to you, whichever the case may be. And some people, you got to remember, for years haven't filed taxes because they're retired and they're living on Social Security, and you do not have to pay tax on Social Security because it's not that much.
Well, exactly right, yeah. So, again, just like the other stimulus payments that went out, you'll likely get the money the same way you got it before.
So we talked about this on Friday, but I'm going to bring this up again because there's something going on here. Little Dr. Fauci is still weighing the three-foot distancing rule, telling people that they can be 3 foot apart, not six. And talked also about the one shot only for people that had had COVID previously. You only need one shot, not two. And then there's some major changes that look like they're coming down the line soon, because everybody's, well, let's put it this way. Half the United States is open for business full bore.
Well, that's exactly right. And so you got to wonder if Dr. Fauci and the powers that be are watching this and saying to themselves, well, the American people are kind of getting ahead of us here. I think that might have been part of why Joe Biden, President Biden, gave the speech that he gave the other night.
Was a bunch of crap, because half of what he said wasn't true. Again.
Well, sure. But I think that, again, he kind of came out in the fatherly way of, you know, everybody, you're going to do this, and maybe you can get together on July 4th. But I don't know if they're really, it's really sinking in that the American people are already doing a lot of things. And I've had business owners in my area, Captain, tell me, we got to open up. You know, they were on the shutdown list, but they have to open up. They have
Joe Biden and company are dragging the reopening of the economy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
Intentionally.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, and it's got to stop. By the way, speaking of something that's got to stop, Prime Minister Angela Merkel's CDU party suffered a record setback in the German state elections. We knew that was coming.
Well, right. Exactly. And again, I think that it's indicative of what we're seeing with all the different COVID issues and so forth. Yep.
And Jeff in the chat room is chiming in. We mentioned Fauci, so you know what he does.
It's got to be the duck.
Yeah, the duck is in there.
Yeah.
The big duck, the big quack quack duck. Yep. Okay.
That's right. That's exactly right. And Jeff is like clockwork on that. That's great.
Yeah, well, he heard the magic word. By the way, what happens next in Myanmar? Myanmar has declared martial law in the Yangon Township's area after rioting broke out, and they had the deadliest day of rioting so far, with the military and the police shooting to kill a number of people in Myanmar that were demonstrating.
That's right. I think they've declared martial law in many parts of that main city there. This is the deadliest it has been since the actual coup occurred.
So the Biden administration hasn't said a word yet. Why not?
Well, as far as I know, yeah, I don't know that this is on their radar in that sense.
Okay. Now, legislation is working its way through the Michigan legislature aiming to clean up the voter registration rolls in Michigan, and they're also starting to take a look at what it's going to take to investigate the governor, Ms. Whitmer, otherwise known as Witchmer. That's what Ron will call her when he comes on tomorrow, and investigate and get the numbers, the legitimate numbers, of the people she sent to nursing homes.
Well, you know, Captain, in context of the nursing home scandal that we know a lot more about at this point in New York, one can only imagine that again we may find out some very similar things. All this took place at a time when it was, you know, try to make President Trump look bad, try to, get these lockdowns going as much as they could. I think that what we're going to find out is going to be, you know, continue to be just as shocking as what we found out in New York. And it's just a sad thing.
Now, I believe yesterday was the anniversary of Breonna Taylor's death. Either that or the day before. But sometime over the weekend, she had the anniversary, and rather than remembering her with a moment of silence or whatever it was that these fools were going to do, up there in Portland, Oregon, again, Los Angeles, your backyard, again, Seattle, again, they wound up having a bunch of rioting and looting and burning, and they arrested a bunch of people.
That's right. We have reports, NBC, the local affiliate here, reported about protesters throwing rocks. This is in the Hollywood area. Also breaking windows of stores like CVS, Bed Bath & Beyond. One officer was injured that we know about so far. It's very unfortunate because I think public opinion, Captain, is obviously on the side of, you know, these kinds of things should not happen. There's also, of course, the issue that the boyfriend of Breonna Taylor, I believe, was fighting back against the police. This is a real tragedy that occurred, and certainly not desirable.
Now, we talked a little bit about the Governor Cuomo and what happens if he gets impeached or resigns, that his lieutenant governor's name, Kathy, is it Hochul, H-O-C-H-U-L?
Yeah, I think Hochul, I believe, yeah, I believe so, yes.
All right.
I think that's the pronunciation, yeah.
And she is basically tippy-toeing around being very, very, very politically correct and not saying a lot to a lot of people because she would become the governor.
Well, she would. That's right. And I think she's been doing different functions and going in the stead of the governor over time because of the COVID issues. But she seems to have some goodwill throughout the state. But it certainly would be a massive change. Can you imagine if the governor of New York had to suddenly step down? That would change a lot of things and put a lot of political turmoil in place.
All right, and we're going to have to check the weather because I just received notice here that we may have had a tornado or two touch down in the panhandle, the Texas panhandle, in the last little bit. So we'll take a look at that. We'll get back to you. It's all part of this big-time winter storm system out there. Be careful if you're out on the road out there in that weather. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captains of America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Up there, Carrollton, Georgia way. Just north a tad bit of Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. This is time now for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, which is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop closest to you. When you see that sign out there for the Pilot or Flying J, pull on in there. You know you're going to get yourself a good, clean place to be able to get into, get a shower, grab some food, get some fuel. Maybe you want to get your truck serviced. There's either a service facility close by or at the truck stop itself. Some Flying J's have them right there on location, whatever the situation might be. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee when you do that. Say, hey, I was listening to Captain's America Third Watch. And then, by the way, don't forget to join the Captain's America or the Flying J and Pilot Drivers Club. And again, the key word is you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Alrighty, this is from the movie Crossroads. It's a guitar duo between Ralph Macchio and Steve Vai, and here we go. We'll be right back. Now, that was a duel, if you can imagine that, between these two guitar players auditioning for the same band in the movie Crossroads. All right, this is the band. Now they're playing together. Little blues, little R&B is what this is. Alrighty, and it's you got to see this to understand what it is we're talking about here. But I just played that simply because of the guitar solos. That, my God, Kyle, it takes a lot of work to do that sort of thing.
It really does. Yeah, that movie is back from 1986, and yeah, it did star Ralph Macchio as well. And evidently, they're going through the Deep South looking for a lost song written by Robert Johnson. So that's the premise of the movie, I guess.
All right, well, I'm going to read this, and then we're going to get going here. A band of heavy snow Monday is shifting across portions of the northern plains, upper Midwest, and Midwest as remnants of the weekend blizzard across the central U.S. With areas of heavy snow are moving to the east. They'll be in Chicago as noontime approaches. By the looks of what I'm looking at right here, I-80, I-90, you are directly affected with this. I-35 as well, you are directly affected with this. And I-25 as well, and I-76, you're all affected with what's going on here. Now, Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we are tracking storms coming in towards Northern California. It looks like rain in San Francisco. Also, in Southern Oregon, Medford, Oregon, right now is reporting rain and snow showers, 37 degrees. This is along Interstate 5. So if you're in that area, Medford, Grants Pass, so forth, you want to be careful. Rain and snow right there. Winter storm warning through a lot of Northern California as well. We have the Lake Wind Advisory near Reno and Carson City. Also, Captain, the rain that will be coming into Southern California overnight and through Monday is going to turn into high winds. So if you're on Interstate 15 or Interstate 40 in the Victorville, Barstow, Baker area, as and also all the way towards Las Vegas, you're going to be in those high wind warnings. Now, of course, the storms, the snowstorms that were heading or that were falling in the Denver area, looks like they continue to have the winter storm warning there. Should be heavy snow, then tapering off later Monday. Then blizzard warning still in effect. Cheyenne, Wyoming, also Laramie. This winter storm warning continues also up through Casper, Wyoming. And, of course, this bleeds over into Nebraska.
Yeah.
So if you're coming across I-80, be very careful.
Yeah, if you're on I-80, you're going to have winter storm warning, in and out blizzard warning about the first 40 or 50 miles of Nebraska. And it looks like all the way over to certainly past North Platte, you've got a winter storm warning. You've got snow tonight all the way across to Omaha. And then that snow continues all the way across Iowa on I-80 to the Quad Cities there in Illinois and Iowa, and the western, southwestern part of I-90 along Wisconsin and going into the southern part of Minnesota, Rochester, you have a winter storm warning there. Coming across, as I said, South Dakota, all the way across South Dakota on I-90, all the way to Rapid City. So there you go. That's the weather there. Now, we do have some flood watches and warnings on I-44 coming up out of Oklahoma all the way to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Be careful about that. Branson, you got flood watches and warnings there. Dense, heavy fog right now in one area of Florida from about Tallahassee over to Panama City. And I mean, it's dense, it's thick, and it's heavy. It also encompasses about 40 or 50 miles of I-10 up there as well. Fire weather warning up in Jersey and part of Maryland and the southeastern part of Pennsylvania. And finally, way up there, upstate New York, north of Albany, the northern part of Vermont, northern part of New Hampshire, northern part of Maine, very cold conditions tonight, wind chill factors 10 below zero or more. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And now we'll join, wrong line. It works better when I push the right button. Now we'll join Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. I understand the DOJ is filing what appears to be over 400 criminal complaints that came out yesterday.
You mean on the January 6th?
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, I think that's going to be the aggregate total, not new.
Right.
Criminal complaints.
And some of the people may have been charged with more than one offense.
Correct. I think that's just a collective to say. And I think they've pretty much wound down, trying to, find new charges on new people. I think they've pretty much isolated where they are.
Correct. That's what it appears to be. And we'll know more probably in another week or so, because this is supposed to start moving along now through the legal ramifications that are involved. We may see more people being brought in.
I think we're at the point now where they're just really trying to identify those that they've had a difficult time to identify. I know that they've asked for some help for the public in some emails and whatnot, but I don't know that they're going after any new people.
Yeah, and I thought I saw somewhere yesterday where a retired cop buried his badge, and they apparently found it by whatever means. I don't know why he did that, but he buried his badge when he went to the January 6th incident.
Okay.
Who knows? All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, too. When we come back, lots to talk about, for sure. I don't even know where to start, but we'll start somewhere, and we'll go from there. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.